Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and happy to be joined by Jonas Sanker, the Saints' safety, third-round pick out of the University of Virginia. So third-round pick, number 93rd, the 93rd pick, number 33. Where does number 33 come from?
It don't really come from anywhere, actually. I kind of, they sent out the available numbers, and it kind of just looked like, the best number available. So, going to try to just make it my own little number.
It felt like when you came in, you were going to be in this kind of nice situation. You had Justin Reed, Tyrann Mathieu, and then Tyrann retires, but you get Julian Blackman, who to me was just an amazing find on the street, but you were going to have this opportunity to kind of learn, right? I mean, you must have felt like you were in a pretty good situation.
Yes? Yeah, no, I definitely felt like it was a good situation. And, I still do. And, I think, still having, guys like Justin Reed and even, some of the other guys like Terrell, Jordan, Ugo, all those guys have played a lot of football. So, they all have a different, unique knowledge to themselves, and they all bring something different to the table. So you really get a chance to learn from all those guys and just kind of their experiences so far.
And then in week one, Blackman gets hurt. Serious, played the entire game amazingly. So you had one defensive snap against Arizona week one, and now you're the starter week two with San Francisco coming in. What was that kind of knowledge like when they first told you?
I was definitely ready for the opportunity and just kind of felt really well prepared. And just to talk about Julian a little bit, he was great, all offseason, all preseason leading up. I was able to learn a lot from him as well, and just on his experience, with the Colts and just kind of how he's gone throughout his whole journey. But just coming in, having guys who have done it, and having a coaching staff that was very supportive and just made my development and my learning process a lot smoother and a serious priority, just helped make that transition really smooth and easy to kind of just jump in.
What was, if there was, camp starts here, then California, what was the most challenging part of the transition?
I think the most challenging part is kind of just understanding that, you're learning your defense, you're learning all the details and nuances of it, but then you're also learning how offenses are trying to attack you. And then I think the one more piece you're learning is understanding that, the offenses also prepare for what you're going to run. So, they'll have their own little tricks and counters to, all the calls that, you're ready for. So, a lot of it is just understanding what they're trying to do, just situationally, how to be, excellent in executing in those key situations. But you can't really cheat plays or kind of just assume that they have to run these certain things because they ran it in the past. They can come out there and attack you however you want. So just having that ability to be ready for anything and just respond to what you see, I think is a challenge in itself that I think every player wants to get better at every week.
Yeah, adjust on the fly. Because if you look at week two, San Francisco, because Ike Yiadom had been there, you could feel them. They were going after him, right? I mean, you could feel as a safety, but they're going at Ike. You can kind of feel it. And it felt early in Buffalo, they were going at Kool-Aid. I mean, do you kind of have to make that kind of mental adjustment when you see things happening?
Yeah, I think just, understanding that, the opposite team, they got great players too. I think that's a big piece of it is just, you have all the talent, you can have the perfect call, and as a group you just got to execute, all 11 guys, so I think, being prepared and understanding that the other team is going to make plays as well, it comes down to having a next play mentality. And anybody, if you give up a play, it's got to be on to the next play and just ready to come out and execute and make up for it.
Was there a time, we always ask, get this question to rookies, where you realized your physical ability that may have gotten you by at Virginia or high school won't get you by here? Like that moment, like, oh, this is different.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think, there's a I understand that the, you know, the physical ability and the physical game is, you know, different in the NFL, but I think, you know, ultimately it comes down to just how well you're prepared and how well you're able, or sorry, how well you're able to process things allows your physical ability to take over. And I think, you know, there's guys who are, you know, subpar athletes who are able to, you know, look like athletic freaks on the field just by how fast they're able to play. So I feel like it's much more of a, you know, how fast you're able to play and how well you're able to process information and react on the fly that allows your physical ability to take over. Because there's also guys who are, you know, excellent athletes who aren't able to kind of make that next step because they aren't able to process as well.
And that's, we talk about that a lot. And that is, if you have to think, that half a beat of you having to think about the play or your position or your role, it's too late. It's the NFL, right? You've got to, you have to be able to know your assignment to be able to play fast. Mm. That's the key, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about Buffalo. It always feels like the first 10 minutes of a game, it's a tough surrounding. Everything's moving fast. And we're going to get to the good stuff. Don't get me wrong. But it felt like early on in Buffalo, the tackling just wasn't where it kind of needed to be.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair assessment?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of that was, you know, I think we just, you know, weren't as ready as we should have been, just ready to play. You know, that's been a big emphasis for us, is coming out to a hot start. Yeah, some of those things like missed tackles, you know, we're going to clean up and, you know, aren't going to be reoccurring things. I think we've done a really good job all year, you know, being good with tackling. And then, but yeah, kind of like I was saying, just, you know, understanding it's a four-quarter game, you know, it's a long game. I feel like a lot of the NFL games ultimately end up coming to down to the end of the game. So just being able to just kind of be consistent, you know, understanding, you know, we had a slow start, but just being able to respond and kind of keep that consistent level of focus is super important to ultimately give yourself a chance, because, you know, it can be easy to just, you know, you start slow and kind of keep that same slow streak, and then all of a sudden the game starts running away. So being able to, you know, respond to that and stay consistent and stay on track is super important.
Second quarter, 14-7 Buffalo, deep sideline pass. You're on Dawson Knox, batted the ball away. I mean, just kind of take me through that play, because you know it's coming up after that play. But did that just kind of give you a little confidence, you know, to be able to get up there and knock that one away?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think just comes down to making the plays that come to you. You know, when studying film, it's important for me to understand, you know, that, you know, there might maybe a couple plays where, you know, my technique will really be challenged and, you know, put in a tough spot. But for the most part, you know, as long as I trust my technique and, you know, play by my rules, you know, I'll be in good spots. So I think that play was really just a routine, you know, being in the right spot, you know, trusting my leverage and trusting my speed to be able to catch back up and make a play on the ball.
And when you say trusting your speed and catch back up, it's clearly evident on the next play. They go deep right sideline to Keon Coleman. He's got a couple of steps on the corner, but you close that gap and make that pick. Take me through that play.
I think that's just, you know, awareness. Just, you know, I kind of look over and I'm, you know, showing a little half safety before the play just to kind of protect the corner a little. And I see the corner's pressed. But, you know, also understanding, you know, my job, you know, I'm a middle of the field player. So, you know, on the snap, you know, I'm starting to work towards the middle of the field. Quarterback kind of looks at me for a second and immediately, you know, looks to the corner on that side, just knowing that I'm closing the middle. So he knows he's got a, you know, one-on-one opportunity out there. So I kind of just hang back on the hash a little bit and then just ultimately just break on the throw and just, it's a race to the ball.
So they always look at it, you know, it's on the road, but you knew it was a pick, right? But you didn't get the ball right away, right? How did all that transpire?
You said didn't get the ball away. Can you repeat that?
No. The actual ball. Like, you got the interception.
Yeah.
But you just picked off the MVP and he was going to be a Hall of Famer for your first pick, his first pick of 2025. Right? They looked at the play. But you knew it was a pick already. But the ball itself, how did you get the ball?
So, I mean, I really just held on to it. I mean, you know, we went with the defense, went to the end zone, got to the sideline, and I remember handing it to one of the equipment guys, and, you know, they'll normally put like a little tag on it and then put it in your locker. So, yeah, I definitely had to hold on to that one.
That was pretty sweet when you think about it. You may look back 10, 15 years and your first pick, because he's going to be wearing a gold jacket. Your first pick came against, you know, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
your first pick in the preseason. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We are with Jonas Sanker, Saints rookie safety, third-round pick. Take a quick break. Come back, talk a little bit more. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. We are speaking with Saints safety, Jonas Sanker, third-round pick out of the University of Virginia. End of the last break, talking about the preseason pick a little bit. You make that pick, and I've gone back and done it on video. You are out of bounds with a clear 2 seconds left. But when you make that pick in the preseason, your head must be just, because the game is tied, your head must be, you're not thinking, oh, I've got time to get out of bounds, a long field goal, can I score? I mean, your head's got to be going a million different places.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. You know, I definitely had my eyes on the end zone, and, you know, make it, I think that quarterback slowed me down enough to let, you know, let that other guy catch up. But in the moment, you know, I understood before the play, you know, I had 10 seconds left. And so I think after getting that interception and then making that first guy miss, I kind of knew that that second guy was going to be able to get me, but I felt like I still had a little bit of time. So I felt like I was kind of safe, like, okay, I'm going out of bounds, but, you know, there'll still be a little time left. And then I look up and I see there's no time. So I was like, dang, like, definitely thought I had a, you know, had stepped out or had a little more time.
It was preseason, man.
Yeah.
Refs are like, hey, I got a flight to catch.
Yeah.
You know, it's preseason.
Yeah.
We got a tie game, you know, let it go. But it was a heck of a play. Do you know, how well do you know Chris Rumpf?
Pretty well. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I see him every day.
Yeah. So he was on the show last week.
Okay.
And so he went to Duke and I just casually said, I'm from Virginia. And he, like, went, ah, oh, I hate Virginia. I'm like, dude, how can you hate a state?
Yeah.
And he went, no, not the state, University of Virginia and Virginia Tech. And I said, dude, I went to James Madison. He goes, all right, you okay? But there's some discord there. I don't know if it's the same about UVA to Duke as it is from Duke to UVA, but that's a rivalry that not a lot of people know about in the ACC.
I wouldn't really call it a rivalry. I mean, during my time there, we used to beat up on them pretty good.
That's why you say it's not a rivalry.
I mean, we beat them.
You beat up on them.
We beat them, I think, 49-0 my freshman year. I think they actually beat us for the first time in a while my sophomore year. But then junior and senior year, it was kind of the same thing. Just beat up on them.
Yeah, I think I get it now. I think I understand the discord. You know, I'm from Virginia. I went to James Madison, first school that actually probably made you an offer, I think, wasn't it? Wasn't it James Madison?
I think I had the Ivy Leagues first.
One of the Ivy Leagues, yeah, right.
James Madison was definitely one of the early ones I got.
And your brother is at, your dad went to Colgate, right?
Yes.
And your brother's at Princeton still?
He graduated.
He just finished.
He's working in private equity now.
Smart guy. Just Ivy League smart guy.
Yeah.
What, obviously, Charlottesville, and I didn't know much about the Covenant School. I was there in 80, I graduated in 84, was there in 85, 86, 87, so it was just opening, and your dad was the headmaster there when you were there, right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine, people always go, oh, that must have been cake. I think it's the exact opposite, right? It's much harder.
Yeah, I mean, he really wasn't too, like, I mean, he pushed us, you know, he challenged us a lot academically, but, you know, he didn't go out of his way to kind of just, you know, make every aspect of being at school harder. So, you know, it was kind of nice, you know, getting to see him at work every day and, you know, check up on us, you know, when we're, you know, playing sports and stuff like that. So, you know, I really kind of enjoyed, you know, having him around.
The decision to go to UVA right there in your hometown, easy, hard, difficult? You had a lot of schools after you.
Yeah, no, I definitely felt like, you know, it was a pretty easy choice for me, just, you know, being able to stay close to my family and, you know, help out with all the family stuff we had going on. So, you know, have a lot of siblings too, so still kind of get to be a part of their lives and, you know, see them grow up. So, you know, that was definitely a pretty easy choice for me.
How big is your family?
So I have 6 siblings, not including myself. I got 5 brothers and 1 sister.
Where are you in the pecking order, so to speak?
So I got 2 older, a 31-year-old brother and a 23-year-old, or now 24-year-old brother. And then I got a 19-year-old little brother who just started out at UVA now as a defensive back. Got another little brother who's 16, a little sister who's 13, and then a little brother who's 12.
The sister... You're the lone sister.
Yep.
Does she have any choice? Is she an athlete?
Yeah, she's an athlete. We kind of, you know, we definitely push for her, you know, to play certain sports. She enjoys playing basketball, soccer. So, you know, who knows what she'll do. But, you know, she can't help the fact that, you know, she's very gifted athlete. So
it runs in the family.
Yeah.
You talked about this a little bit earlier, and that is kind of confidence and playing with speed. And that's the only way to play that position, right? I mean, if you don't have that swagger, I've always felt you're going to get beat. That's just the nature of the business. It's the nature of the job. You just got to be able to flush it and get back out there, right? I mean, you got to have that swagger, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I think a lot of that goes into, you know, you build your confidence up by, you know, how well you prepare, how well you practice, and so. You know, when you come out there, you know, in games, you feel like you've done this so many times that there's no second guessing. And then I think the confidence comes with on the field, you know, when you get beat or something. I think a lot of that just speaks into, you know, just knowing kind of why you play and just having a deeper motivation than to just, you know, other people's approval. I think when you're able to kind of find that in yourself, it, you know, you don't necessarily weigh too much on, you know, what people think of you or, you know, what people will say, you know, because this happened. I think when you're able to find that deeper, you know, reason of, you know, why you play and, you know, what your motivation is, I think it allows you to eliminate a lot of those negative thoughts.
Got to be pretty cool. Quincy Riley getting some time, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I mean, you still have Ike and you still have Justin, you still have some vets, but it's got to be pretty cool to start seeing some of the, you know, some of the youth that's in that defensive secondary.
Yeah, I think we're really talented, you know, across the board, young guys and veterans. And I think, you know, we're really starting to come together just as a group. I think the corners and safeties are really starting to, you know, communicate better every week. I think the, you know, some of the corners are doing a great job stepping up in the run game as well, just tackling really well, which I think, you know, is a really positive thing to have for a team, just corners that can tackle.
Quincy said he loves it.
Yeah,
he said, you know, there aren't many corners that come out of the box and say, I love tackling, I love hitting.
Yeah, no, he's not afraid to take a shot for sure. And I think that's, you know, the same thing for guys like, you know, Alante, Kool-Aid, Ike. There's just really no fear in just, you know, getting down and just making tackles. So I think that's a, you know, something that's going to take our team a long way. And then, you know, if they continue to just kind of make those strides and, you know, keep covering the way we've seen them cover, you know, all of OTAs, all of camp, and just know the players that are, you know, we know there's no wavering confidence. You know, we know they have the confidence ability to go out and, you know, make those plays we know they can make.
I was reading a pre-draft report on you, pre-draft, so it is what it is. Let's not, whether attacking the ball or closing in on a ball carrier, first off, effort, energy, physical, very aggressive, but that sometimes the aggressiveness, attacking a ball carrier, attacking the ball itself in the air, can cause issues. Have you been working on, if I were to say control, or if I've got that completely wrong, tell me what's kind of the one thing you are working on?
I think a lot of that, the feedback I was getting that pre-draft process was about just, you know, better angles to the football and just being able to eliminate myself from, you know, taking myself out of the play or, you know, running down too soon and then, you know, having something cut back. And I think, I've definitely worked on that a lot. And I think just having more depth, you know, is going to help me make more plays in the run game and the pass game, just because I'm able to, you know, see more, you know, be able to process, you know, my triangle, my keys, see run pass quicker. I think those are all things that, you know, I'm continue to make strides in every day.
And finally, you had the one defensive snap at Arizona, 100% with San Francisco, 8 tackles, huge game. And then 93% of the defensive snaps, Seattle, 98.3% in Buffalo. At this point, do you feel like a rookie anymore?
Not really. I think there's, you know, I think there was a little bit of that the first game, you know, just getting those little rookie jitters out and just, you know, understanding that, you know, I'm here for a reason. So I think I really don't feel like a rookie anymore. And I feel, you know, confident enough to step up and, you know, be the guy that the team needs me to be.
Big 2 games at home coming up with the Giants and New England. Continued success. You're killing it, man. You got that first pick. I appreciate your time. Love talking to guys from the Commonwealth, and not everybody knows what that means. So appreciate it, and have a great rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.